remember that these verses, these chapters, are not just a history lesson. They are certainly a history lesson, but their purpose is more than just as a history lesson. They're not there just to satisfy our curiosity, but just like all the rest of Scripture, these are written to change our lives. God wrote this down to instruct us, to guide us, to direct us, so that we might know Him and what He is doing. And so while this certainly is a history lesson, it is much more significant than just a history lesson. This is meant to change our lives. And these particular verses that we're reading here in Genesis chapter 3, we saw last week in the first half, we saw what led up to that original sin. And listen, you don't have to go looking for sin, because sin is like a serpent. Rats don't have to look for snakes. Snakes will come find the rats. You don't have to go looking for sin. Sin will come looking for you. You need to be able to recognize it. And in the case of Eve, we watched last week how the serpent, who is obviously Satan, in a familiar form, a serpent. We know what snakes look like. We know what they do. We know how they act. We know how they're crafty. God's given us a picture in an animal of what sin does, what sin is like. Sin is just like that. And it came, and it lied to her. But it was such a reasonable lie. God really didn't say, did He? You won't die. This is why God said that, because God doesn't want you to know. And when we realize, when our eyes are opened and we realize what temptation really is, that, hey, the consequences aren't as bad as you think they are. It's really a good thing. We need to be able to recognize that. That's the first half of chapter 3. Now, the second half of chapter 3, listen, we need to walk through this, because we need to be able to recognize the effect of sin. And here's how this goes. We need to be able to recognize in my own life, oh, wait a minute, that's like that because of sin in my life. That's not a natural part, or it is a natural part, but that's not the way God wants that to be. That is the result of sin. In terms of the way that I relate to individuals, that I relate to different people, in terms of some of the roles and the functions that I have, that I've been given, I need to be able to recognize, hey, that right there, in the way that I relate to this person, that's the result of sin. And we get to watch God spell out, hey, here is the results. Recognize it for what it is, because here they are. Verse 6. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took it. Notice, the reasons that Eve took that fruit is because of what she could see and what she was told, which was a lie. Be careful about making decisions based on observation. Well, he did it, and it turned out all right for him. Nothing terrible ever happened to that guy. What I see looks okay. I'm being told over here it is okay. But God said no. She took from its fruit and ate, and gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Now watch immediately what happens. The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. Immediately, do you know what happened? As soon as the two of them ate, the nature of their relationship as husband and wife changed. Before, it says that they were unashamed, and now what you are watching is you are watching the introduction
for the very first time in all the earth, the introduction to the human race of shame. And the result of that shame is that they began to hide from each other. Where before they were completely unashamed, now they have a reason to hide, even from each other. I don't want her to see me like this. I don't want him to look at me like that. I don't want her to know this about me. I'm gonna keep this from him. Shame in their relationship. The nature of their relationship changed as a husband and a wife. The thought between let me just demonstrate real quick up front, and we're gonna move on. But listen, even between a husband and a wife, you need to recognize, and I'm not talking about physical appearance anymore. Let's talk about things that are even deeper than just physical appearance. The idea that says, I don't want her to know that about me. I'm gonna keep that to myself. That is the result of sin. Where before there was no shame, sin brought shame into the world and a distance there. Where before, man, it was freedom, and they were free to be together, and they hid nothing from each other. Imagine the relationship. I'm not talking about physical relationship. Imagine the relationship that they had with each other with no shame, and now it's gone. Because sin brought shame and selfishness. And now we're hiding things from each other. And not just from each other, but watch this. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. That before, listen, do you know before they had a perfect relationship with the Lord, where in the cool of the day, that's the morning, they would get up and God would come and he would meet with them in the garden in the morning, and they would walk with the Lord and talk with the Lord. And they had a perfect relationship with the Lord. But now, not only are they hiding things from each other, but they're hiding from the presence of the Lord. They don't want God to see them. God, I don't want you to know this about me. I'm hiding because I don't want you to see this about me. And you realize, wait a minute. The reason that I have a hard time relating to the Lord, the reason that I don't have this open relationship with the Lord where, man, I get up and the Lord meets with me in the morning, the reason that it's not there, that's the effect of sin. That sin, while nothing about them changed physically, nothing about the garden changed physically, what changed was their heart. The nature of their relationship with each other was destroyed. Their closeness with the Lord was destroyed because their heart changed. And listen, we need to recognize that effect is still in our hearts. That effect is still there. That we are born, we come into this world selfish. We come into this world with a certain amount of, I'm going to hide that from him. We come into this world like that. The effect of that sin is there. We have to recognize it for what it is. They hid themselves even from the presence of the Lord. Verse 9, the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? Because every other morning God had come down, and man, Adam and Eve had joyfully come out to meet him. This was a great thing that sin ruined. Adam said, I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. And God knew, oh man, something terrible has happened because the nature of their relationship has changed. God said, who told you you were like that? Did you eat the tree that I commanded you? See, God knew. There wasn't any hiding. God knew that, Adam, you would only be like that if you had done what I told you not to do. Now let's stop right here for just a second. Because as we continue to read, what we're going to see is we're going to see the physical repercussions of sin. But before we get there, I want to point out to you one last time that even aside from the physical repercussions of our sin, sin has had an effect on our hearts. Sin goes deeper than just pain and sweat. The effect of sin is right here, that I don't want God to see. I want to be somebody who God doesn't really see and know. I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to have a relationship with another person, my wife. I don't want to have a relationship with my wife where she knows everything. I want to be my own person. I want to do what I want to do. She can do what she wants to do, but I want to do what I want to do. I want you to see that those relationships, sin mars those relationships because its effect has taken root in my heart. That's where that comes from. We say this. We say, well, that's just who I am. I'm a private person. That's just who I am. No, it's not just who you are. It's the effect of sin. We say, well, I mean, I've been burned before, and so I'm not willing to. No, it's not. The reason is not because of your experiences. Listen, everybody's been burned before. It's not because of your experiences. It's the effect of sin. And we need to recognize what's happening. Wait a minute. That's the effect of sin in my life. Let's keep going. God said, verse 11, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat? Verse 12, now watch this. Adam throws Eve under the bus. He doesn't answer yes or no. He says, it's the woman. The woman whom you gave to be with me. She gave me from the tree and I ate. God, it's her fault. Don't look at me. She did it. The Lord said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman throws the serpent under the bush. The serpent deceived me, and I ate. Nobody wants to accept responsibility. So God starts at the bottom. Verse 14. The Lord God said to the serpent, because God knew he was guilty, because you have done this, cursed are you more than all the cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust will you eat all the days of your life. Now stop right there. Is God talking about Satan, or is he talking about an animal? Is he talking about Satan, or is he... Wait a minute, but isn't it Satan that did it? Yeah, but why is the snake the one that gets the bad end? Listen, here's what's happening, and I mentioned this last week. Let me mention this just again. What is happening here is in the combination of Satan and an actual animal. In this passage, you can't really tell the difference because both is happening here. Satan is guilty, but the animal gets the effects. God has made it such that we can go outside, and if you had been here 2 weeks ago and you saw that 5-foot rattlesnake killed right across the street, you would have seen the physical picture of the repercussions of sin. There is an animal, and they are in these woods, there is an animal who literally crawls on his belly his whole life. Why? Because of sin. He's like that because of sin. If you ever doubted whether sin has repercussions, then just Google a few images of snakes. Yeah, it does. There they are. And so God has given us this physical example that we can see of the effects of sin. So all and the dust you will eat all the days of your life. And then watch this. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. Now, where would you rather be bruised, on the head or on the heel? Obviously on the heel, because bruising on the head is a fatal blow. And here we have some hope. despite the terrible nature of sin's effects, there's hope. Who is the seed of the woman that will crush the serpent's head? It's Christ. Hold on to that thought. To the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain, you will bring forth children. Here's what's happening. Childbirth is not a result of the fall. That was going to happen anyway. God designed a woman's body. Really, it's a miracle. God designed that perfectly. But now, it's not going to be easy. The way that God created new life will not be an easy process anymore. Not only is new life going to be difficult, but watch. He says in verse 16 at the end, he says, your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. Eve was not created like Adam. Adam was created out of the dust. Eve was not created out of the dust. Do you remember how Eve was created? Eve wasn't created out of dirt. You know where Eve got her physical material? Right out of Adam's body. God put Adam to sleep, took a rib, and Eve was fashioned from Adam's body, that she was part of him. She was created to be his helper, and he was created to leave his father and mother and to provide and protect her. Now, because of sin, not just is her function and her role as the giver of life, not just her function and her role as mother, will that be hard, but now her relationship with her husband, her role as helper, that won't come easy anymore. That will no longer be natural for her. That a helper role will no longer be suitable for her. That her desire, because of the effects of sin, her desire will be for him. Oh, you're not going to tell me what to do because I'm smarter than you, Jack. You ever seen a woman whose husband can't do anything right? Oh, come on. Why? Because she knows better than he does. You know what that is? It's the effect of sin. You ever seen a woman? Bless her heart. I can say this because she's not here now, but bless her heart, my grandmother. I love, and listen, this helps me because I know ladies like this, and it helps me to love them because I loved my grandmother, but my grandmother was very much like this. But she always knew better than my granddad. It didn't matter what it is. She always knew better. And he loved her, but she always knew better. And so God's role as a helper, man, that's not natural anymore. That doesn't come easy anymore. That's hard. I don't want to do that. And then watch. Not just that her desire will be for her husband. By the way, that's the same phrase in chapter 4 where God tells Cain, sin's desire is for you. The idea is that it wants authority over you. It wants to control you. That's what's happening here. Watch this. Not just will your desire be for your husband, but he will rule over you. And so now the man, he's got a problem too because sin's consequence in his life, which is played out bad for the woman, is that you now have women who are dominated by authoritarian men. And for thousands of years, we know what that looks like. That's terrible. And that is an awful consequence of sin that women have borne the brunt of for thousands of years. And it is awful. And God did not design it like that. And dominating authoritarian men is a consequence of the fall.
But watch what happens in this verse. And this is just one aspect for the woman, that God designed us with perfect design. And He designed our bodies with function and with purpose and with significance. And He designed our roles and our relationships with each other, that Adam, who is meant to be provider and protector, and Eve, who's meant to be helper, in this perfect role, that Adam, who works and provides and cultivates the garden, and Eve, whose body specifically designed to care for children, to give birth and care for children, even down to how children eat, her body is specifically designed to care for children. He, with muscles and a bigger frame, designed to work. God perfectly designed our function and our roles. And what does sin do to that? Ruins it. That now her function and her role, painful. Now the relationship that God has given her, him, them together as husband and his wife, and the way they fit together, oh man, it's like two positive poles of a magnet. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody wants to be on top.
If you got a football team and you have a quarterback and you have a very important role, which is a wide receiver, but the wide receiver wants to be the quarterback instead of the wide receiver, the coach has to deal with that situation because there's going to be friction.
And sin, listen,
ladies, I'm about to jump on the guys here in just a second. But ladies, you need to recognize the reason that you're tempted to think that your husband is not very smart. That's the result of sin. It really is. The reason that this is even such of an issue is because of sin. The reason that women have taken the brunt of this for thousands of years, it's because of sin. Because, sin destroyed it.
Guys,
God says something to Adam that He does not say to either the serpent or to Eve. But God brings a verbal indictment of Adam. God not just tells Adam what the curse is, but God tells Adam what he did wrong. This is surprising and convicting. Watch this.
Then to Adam He said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife."
Here's what happened. Adam, supposed to be provider, protector. But his wife is deceived. And his wife says to Adam, "Hey Adam, I think this is a good idea for us to eat this." And Adam is not confident enough in what he knows God has said. Adam is not a strong enough provider and protector. He doesn't trust enough in what God has said to lead his wife. But rather what happens is he just follows her lead. Men, let me ask you a question. If Satan were to somehow deceive your wife into thinking a bad idea was good, would you be a strong enough man in your understanding of what God's Word says? Would you be confident enough in your trust of how God has led you and taught you, and in your relationship with the Lord, would you be confident and strong enough as a leader in your home to say, "You know, baby, I love you, but we're not going to do that as a family"? Because God's Word says this, and this is what we're going to do. Adam is indicted because he allowed his wife to call the shots. Can I be honest with you guys? Sadly, in a lot of Christian homes, the wife is the spiritual leader. Because husbands have said, she's much better at it than I am. If she wants to to, if she wants to be the one to talk about what God's Word says, let her do it.
And men, that's wrong. And Adam is, watch this, you cannot get away from this. Adam is indicted because he listened to his wife.
That's embarrassing and sinful.
Not that our wives don't have good ideas, and we should. Listen, our wives are meant to be our helper, and what does it mean? If God calls her his helper, what that means is the brother needs some help, right? So it's not that we don't need help, but you have to be strong enough and confident enough in what God has taught you and said to you that you need to be able to say, even to your wife, no, baby, listen, here's what God says. We can't do that. We can't allow ourselves to slide into that because we've got to stay up here. This is what God's Word says. This is what it looks like even to trust the Lord. And let me tell you, sometimes that just means camping on God's promises and saying, man, we can't allow ourselves to fall into, man, worry and fear. Here's what God's Word says. We got to stay right here. And man, that's you. That's the role that God has given to you. God indicts Adam because he didn't hold on to what God said. He listened to the voice of his wife, and it gets worse. Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you will return. Here's what's happened. Adam's responsibility to work to provide for his family will no longer be easy, but will be very difficult. It's hard. No longer will he be able to take some wheat, furrow out a row in a field and drop the seed in there, and then just sit back and watch it grow. Now, you know what he's got to do now? About every couple of weeks, he's got to get in there, and without Roundup and genetically modified wheat that's Roundup ready, he's got to actually get in there and pull the weeds with his hands. Or you know what will happen? Those weeds will choke the wheat out. Why does that happen, by the way? How come it is that the wheat doesn't choke the weeds out? It's the effect of sin. It's like that because of sin. I can plant fescue in my yard, but if I don't take care of the weeds, you know what will happen, man? Those weeds will be awesome. And the fescue will die. Why is that? Why does that happen? Why doesn't fescue grow and be awesome without anything going on? And the weeds get choked out because of the effects of sin. But it works like that, doesn't it? How come the deer, they won't touch the stinking weeds, but they will eat our flowers all day long? Man, it's the effect, really, because we're going to have to work. Men, our responsibility that we've been given by God is not going to be easy. We're going to have to work. By the sweat of our face, we eat because of sin. The last part of that is, this was news to Adam. Till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. Here's God's point to Adam. Adam, not only are you going to have to work to provide, but you're going to die. And ultimately your body will decay, and you're going to be fertilizer. And that's not a beautiful thing. It's not the circle of life like Elton John sings. It's the circle of death. And it's a curse. Guys, we need to recognize what sin has done and what sin does. Sin, and I'm not just talking about sin, the kind that says, well, let me think about it, and I got these two little devils, a devil on one side and an angel on the other, and I'm making this decision. No, I'm talking about what you were born with. And that we were born with this way, this selfish way that we relate to people. And we were born with the effects of sin, even on our own bodies and on our own responsibilities. That's just it. Sin destroys. It always does. Regardless how good it sounds, sin always destroys.
But the great news is that Jesus saves. And that in Christ, we have the one who will crush the serpent's head. And who came, like he told Nicodemus, that we might have new life. It's not just forgiveness of sin. No, he came. It's not just to clean our old lives up. No, he came to take the old away and to give us new life. A new life and a new heart that looks like our Father, that can grow the fruit of the Spirit rather than just stay in selfishness, that can begin to restore the relationships that God initially intended, that can have a relationship where we can get up in the morning and look forward to meeting with Him and not hide from Him, but can know His love and His forgiveness and His and Him as our Father, that we can be called the children of God, and we can look forward to knowing and fellowshipping and being taught and guided by our Heavenly Father. We can look forward to that and enjoy it, not hide from it. That we can have relationships between men and women where men, we're not domineering, but we are kind and gentle and sacrificial like Jesus, who is the man. And ladies, we can be trusting and we can enjoy the role that God has given us, and we can be a help, and we can love watching men flourish with the help that we give them, because that's the role of the Holy Spirit, who is our helper. And it becomes a joy to be who God created us to be. Now, we're still going to experience the physical effects while we're in this world. There's going to be pain and sweat. But Jesus can restore our life. And we have got to have Him. And let me tell you, if you are here this morning, and maybe it is that you are now looking at your life and your life is ate up with the result of sin, and sin has destroyed your marriage, and sin has destroyed your attitude, and sin has made you a bitter person, and you still experience the painful effects of sin, and you have to come to the point where you say, you know what, that's the result of sin, and I need Jesus. And if you have never come to that point before, you need to this morning. Brothers and sisters, maybe you've trusted Jesus for forgiveness, but you need new life. And you need to say to Him, man, I see a lot of the effects of sin in my life. And what I need to do is I need to stop and confess that before the Lord and ask Him to take the sin out and put His life in and restore the life that He intended me to have. Only Jesus can do that. And we need Him. We need Him. Father, God, I thank You for the truth of this passage. And Father, while it is hard to read, I thank You for the hope that Your Son, the seed of the woman, will crush the serpent's head. And God, I pray that we would look to Him and find hope, the only hope, in trusting Him. In Jesus' name, amen. In just a second, we're going to stand and we're going to sing. And if you're here this morning and you have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, man, I'll be standing down here in the front.